a single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
Hello, welcome to Living Life. Today I want to talk about transformation. Well, I'm not talking about just a little transformation, you know, going from, you know, 80-pound body to 90-pound body, or, you know, you growing, you know, from, say, like you are 1 meter and 20 centimeters, your height becomes, you know, 1 meter and 55 centimeters. I'm not talking about that kind of just a little transformation. I'm going to talk about macro transformation. And that's what Apostle Paul will be talking about in the verse we're about to read. So as we pay attention to it, because this transformation happens to be something you and I will go through, period, one day, right? We all will go through it, so it should matter to us. So let's read the Word of God together and come back and talk about transformation.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 through 49. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as He has determined, and to each kind of seed He gives its own body. All flesh is not the same. Men have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies, but the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another. And star differs from star in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead? The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven.
Today's scripture starts in verse 35 by saying this, but someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? Apostle Paul apparently heard all this kind of question often. People asking him, hey, you're saying we're going to be transformed into another body after we die. So what is it going to look like? How similar is it to our body? I mean, how different is it? Is it a brand new body? Am I going to be taller? Am I going to be fatter? I mean, am I going to be shorter? I mean, what? And he says to all of those questions, how foolish you are. Well, I think he was a little harsh there because I think that's a legitimate question, don't you think? I mean, after all, Apostle Paul never been to heaven and come back, right? I mean, he's only a mere human. So I think a little harsh. I think it is a little harsh for him to sometimes say how foolish you are. I think it shows his character a little bit. You know, I like Paul, you know. Apostle Paul is cool, but sometimes he, as he would agree, he can be a little more, a little forceful. Sometimes he can kind of go a little bit ahead of himself. And he says, how foolish you are. And, you know, that's okay. I mean, he wasn't cursing. He just said, you're foolish. He says, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And here he begins this whole analogy about the seed and the plants and the whole thing and how our body goes from, you know, perishable to imperishable and dishonor to glory and weakness to power and natural body to spiritual body. I mean, he goes on and on. This is a long list of things that he says, just to explain something he probably knows very little about, because he's never died and come back, right? He's never physically experienced it. I think he's learning from God, and he's seeing a glimpse of what it could be. But I get his point. As I read over and over again this passage, I realize that he's talking about total transformation. This is not a makeover, okay? This is not like, man, you know, you look better. Like, your skin's a little tighter. I mean, this is not a makeover. I mean, now you have, you know, bigger eyes. This is not about just small detail. This is about total, magnificent transformation. Like, I can recognize it is you, but man, you are totally different. You are a new you, right? That's what we will be. Now, I used to work for entomologists. That's a person who studies insects. And he would show me caterpillars that turns into, after a due time, into a butterfly. Now, it's amazing because it takes a little time, but even so, I mean, how can that transformation happen? I mean, at one point, this same being, I mean, he was, you know, walking around like this. I don't know, he or she, just doing one of these, right? I mean, literally crawling, and some would say disgustingly, you know, across the leaf. Well, I think it's quite beautiful, actually, but I mean, you know, it's got many legs and a lot of, you know, things sticking out, and the bumpy kind of, you know, skin. I mean, it's not the most beautiful thing you'll ever seen. However, this caterpillar will suddenly hang itself upside down in a little cocoon, and he's going to sit there for a while, and you think nothing's happening. You know, you think nothing's happening. I mean, is he sleeping? Oh, maybe. But you know what? The scientists have, you know, x-rayed this thing and saw what's going on, and it's active. It's going through divisions and transformation of some sort, and then all of a sudden, in due time, it pokes at its own cocoon skin. And you know what? Out comes completely different caterpillar. And you cannot even recognize that it was a caterpillar. You think it's a magic. You cannot even believe your eyes, because as it extends its wings, it is the most beautiful thing you've ever laid your eyes on. Right? Butterfly. And it's flying all over. It's not crawling anymore. It's flying. The mode of transformation has changed. It looks different. It moves different. It even flies. What is it? Butterfly. You know? How can you look at that in nature and not recognize that we can transform? God has, you know, put in nature a perfect depiction of what will happen after we die. It's the same being. There's continuation, continuity, but also discontinuous. There's discontinuity because completely different, you know, different look, feel, and mode of transformation is embodied by this new being. And so it will be with us. Scientists calls that caterpillar to butterfly transformation, metamorphosis. What is it? Physically transforming, right? Metamorphosis. In fact, God uses in his Bible the very word metamorphosis to describe the transformation we go through in Christ. In fact, I think that before we go to heaven, you and I must be transformed by God even on this earth. Right? Even before we enter the heavenly gates, you and I have a chance to be transformed completely, so that your friends would say, man, Kimberly, you're the Kimberly I know, right? But you totally changed. What happened? Hey, dude, I've known you for 10 years. Something changed. What gives? The transformation, metamorphosis ought to happen even on this side of heaven. And it's possible because of Christ. I love today's scripture because it not only highlights the splendor of the heavenly body we will have, but it also honors and highlights the splendor of the earthly body we have. Verse 40, it says, there are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies, but the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. You see, yeah, it's great to be butterfly, but you know what? Cocoon's beautiful, and also caterpillar is beautiful in its own right. I believe that this body is not precious. It's so precious. That's why Jesus became human in its flesh. Thanks be to God, right? Because so we can celebrate our bodies, we can celebrate our life this side of heaven, even as we await the total transformation that will happen in heaven. May you be transformed each and every day by the grace of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we honor you because you became one of us and you went through this life and you died and resurrected for us. You believed in us, Lord, so may we believe in ourselves, our transformation that is continuing to happen even now. May we be transformed into your likeness, Christ, so that we may be little Jesuses living this life beautifully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world as that ping in closer.